February 10, 1912. The sign in order to know whether one has left everything for God and has reached the point of operating and of loving everything divinely. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen for just a little, and he told me, "My daughter, when one leaves everything and operates for me and loves everything divinely, all things are at his disposal. And the sign that one has left everything for me and has reached the point of operating and of loving everything divinely, is that in operating, in speaking, in praying, in everything, he no longer finds hindrances, displeasures, contrasts, oppositions. Because in the face of this power of operating and of loving everything divinely, all lower their heads and dare not even breathe. In fact, I, benevolent Father, am always guarding the human heart, and in seeing it slip away from me, that is, operating and loving humanly, I put thorns, displeasures, bitternesses, which prick and embitter that human work and love. And the soul, on seeing herself pricked, realizes that that way of hers is not divine, so she enters into herself and acts differently. In fact, the pricks are the sentinels of the human heart, and they provide it with the eyes to be able to see who is the one who is moving her, whether God or the creature. On the other hand, when the soul leaves everything and operates and loves everything divinely, she enjoys my peace, and instead of having the sentinels and the eyes of the prickings, she has the sentinel of peace, which moves anything that can disturb her peace away from her, and the eyes of love, which put to flight and burn those who want to disturb her. Therefore they remain at peace with regard to that soul. They give her peace, and they place themselves at her disposal. It seems that the soul can say, "Nobody touch me, because I am divine, and I am fully of my sweet love, Jesus. Nobody dare to disturb my sweet rest with my highest good. And if you dare to, with the power of Jesus, which is mine, I will put you to flight." It seems I have said much nonsense, but Jesus will certainly forgive me, because I have done it to obey. It seems as if he assigns to me a written essay, and I, a little ignorant one and a child, don't have the ability to develop it.